For the first time in decades, dengue fever has returned to central Queensland. Up to 10 cases of the potentially deadly disease have emerged in Rockhampton over the past fortnight, and authorities are working to contain the outbreak. This comes as Cairns in far north Queensland marks 10 years since its last significant outbreak of dengue. And scientists predict that dengue fever could become a much greater risk, even in some inland areas, because of climate change. Cathy Van Extel has more.
The first case of locally transmitted dengue fever in Rockhampton in at least 20 years emerged a fortnight ago. It sparked a full-blown outbreak response coordinated by Dr. Paul Florian, the Director of Environmental Health for Central Queensland. He's hopeful they've put a brake on the number of potential cases.
Well, at the moment we're looking at 10, and that's a combination of 8 that we can say are either confirmed or probable and 2 suspected. So we're still investigating some of those to try and find out whether we can actually say they're a confirmed case or not.
Have you been able to identify the initial source of the dengue outbreak?
No, we haven't, because as we know, we need 3 basic ingredients for a dengue outbreak in Australia. We need 1, people, yes, we've got that, and we need 2, the Aegypti mosquitoes, and yes, we've got that, and 3, we need the virus, and we don't always have the virus here. Usually what happens is a person who's been overseas to a dengue endemic area comes back to Australia while they're still viremic, in other words, the virus is still active in that person, and if that person then gets bitten by a local Aedes aegypti mosquito, that mosquito can get infected and that mosquito then can bite other people, and that's how we get local transmission. So we don't always know where the first case was or where the imported case was. Sometimes we do, but in this instance we haven't been able to identify that.
So you've got 10 potential cases at this stage. Are you expecting that number to continue to rise?
We're hoping not.
All but one of the cases have come from the city's north. Council officers and health officials have been door-knocking neighbouring homes to warn residents and check for dengue threats. Paul Florian says more than 600 properties have been inspected.
So what we've done is all the cases or suspected cases, we've gone to their premises and drawn a circle about 200 metres around that. Now, some of these overlap each other. And then we've gone out into that 200 metre zone to do this inspection program. And then we've gone further than that to the major roadways and sometimes a little bit beyond. What we also do is that if a person has visited other places, predominantly while they've been in what we call their viremic stage, in other words, where they're able to transmit the virus from themselves to other mosquitoes, we've gone and had a look at those areas and inspected those areas as well. But the thing is, it doesn't really matter where it is. The key message is get rid of any containers around our homes that are attractive for these container-inhabiting mosquitoes.
Ironically, as Rockhampton contends with dengue, the region most prone to outbreaks is celebrating a decade of being largely dengue-free. Mosquito researcher Cameron Webb.
The most significant outbreak in recent times is almost a decade ago now, and occurred around Cairns, where there's about 1,000 cases of locally acquired dengue. But of course, every year we get, you know, over 1,000 cases of imported cases of dengue with Australian travellers coming back into the country, particularly from overseas travel in Southeast Asia and the Pacific.
There's certainly been a lot of work done around the mosquitoes themselves in the far north, which seem to have put a dent in transmission of dengue locally.
Not only are the local authorities well prepared to respond to potential outbreaks, the community is also very well aware of minimising opportunities for mosquitoes breeding in and around their homes. But also there's a number of projects that have been designed to incorporate a bacteria called Wolbachia into local mosquito populations. The local mosquitoes have less capacity to be able to spread the virus. So all of these factors combined have contributed to a much lower risk, and the reasons why we've seen so few cases in the last 10 years or so.
Historically, locally acquired dengue fever occurred as far south as Sydney. As cities modernised, the risk was largely contained to north and central Queensland, although Cameron Webb says the Rockhampton outbreak is unusual.
It's just that the risk there was considered very low for a long period of time. Historically, Aedes aegypti, which is the mosquito that can transmit dengue virus, was quite widespread along the east coast, as far south, even in around Sydney, and we even had locally acquired cases of dengue around the central coast of New South Wales. But over the last 50 years or so, the mosquito has limited in its distribution to central and far north Queensland.
New Australian and international research published today in Nature Microbiology Journal predicts the dengue risk zones in this country will shift over the next 60 years due to climate change, with the virus spreading inland. The researchers mapped the places that were suitable for the dengue-carrying mosquito in 2015 and projected the virus's spread in 2020, 2050 and 2080. They found that as early as 2050, the dengue risk could extend to inland areas of Australia. It comes as no surprise to Cameron Webb, who warns dengue could re-emerge as a health issue in Brisbane and Sydney in the future.
I think there's a potential that we'll see more risk associated with dengue throughout other areas of Australia into the future. Part of that has to do with climate change. When we're living in a warmer world, more areas will be conducive to this mosquito. But also what humans do in response to climate change, where now under pressure in some of our big cities around Australia to do better with water conservation. We're installing rainwater tanks and other elements of water-sensitive urban design, which might mean that we enhance the conditions for these dengue mosquitoes. So it's important to remember that in combination with international travel, more people are moving around the world infected with dengue than ever before. Our local authorities have to be prepared to respond to, you know, the potential for future dengue risk in some of our major capital cities.
Is that work being done? Are you aware?
State authorities, state health authorities around the country are certainly trying to build capacity to respond both to these exotic mosquitoes, mosquitoes like Aedes aegypti, but also the potential risk of dengue. It's certainly something happening in New South Wales that I'm part of, and I know it's happening around the country.
That's mosquito researcher Cameron Webb from New South Wales Health Pathology, and in that report from Cathy Van Exel.